نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر صدق الله العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من يقم ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. There's a blessed night by the name of Laylatul Qadr, which is better than a thousand nights. And there is a hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Man yakum Laylatul Qadr imanan wa ihtisaban. Whoever stands and prays in this night of Laylatul Qadr with Iman, the pure belief, and Ihtisaban, for the pure sake of seeking reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All his past sins are forgiven. So this blessed night, this is no ordinary night. It's a night, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. In this blessed night, the Quran was nazil, sent upon us. And it's not just the Quran that was sent upon us. There are so many things that happen on this blessed night. It's written in the books. This is the same night that the angels were born. This is the same night that Adam alayhi salatu was salam was his creation started. This is the same night when Isa alayhi salam was raised upon the sky. This is the same night when the trees of Jannah, the garden of paradise, were planted. This is the same night that the angels were born, etc., etc. There are so many things that happen on this blessed night. There are a number of meanings for this blessed night. Of course, the ulamas have described one of the meanings as ta'zeem. The stature of this night is so high. So therefore, on this night, whoever is praying and submitting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his stature is high upon in regard of Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This one of the meanings is also an approximation. Because in this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the approximation of the deeds of mankind, human beings. One of the meanings is also shrinking. Because on this night, angels come down on this earth. So this earth is filled with angels. So the space becomes tightened for those angels. Anyways, so this blessed night, there are so many things associated with this blessed night that we cannot just possibly, do justice to mentioning all the high regard that this night has. But what's important to note is that this blessed night is upon us. This is the last, the month of Ramadan is passing by so fast. See, almost we are done with two ashras. And this is the last ashra that's upon us. Last night was the first, possibly the first blessed night of Laylatul Qadr. Because in the hadith it said it's one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Another hadith mentions that it has possibly one of the odd nights of the last ashra of Ramadan, possibly the 21st, 3rd, 5th, 7th, or possibly the 29th. But the first one is already passed. What's important here is, what did we really do past night? And not even that, but what are we supposed to do, plan to do going forward? We still have four more nights to come. So it's important for us to focus ourselves towards this whole last ashras in general, and those four nights in particular, to do more and more ibadah, prayers, more and more recitation of the Quran, more and more good deeds, generosity towards poor and needy, doing charity, etc., etc. But what's even more important is, because a lot of us, we do realize that, okay, yeah, these good deeds are all necessary and important for us. We must pray, you know, all, just aside from the farais, we should focus on nawafils, optional prayers, and then qiraat and recitation of the Quran and etc. But aside from all these good deeds that we think are the good deeds, what's important is to realize that what's the real maqsad of these good deeds. Well, who knows better than about that than Rasulullah himself, for he says, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." All the ibadah that we do, the prayers, the worshipping, the Quran, etc., etc., all the good deeds that we do, the core maqsad, the core, you know, reason for doing all that, the nucleus, it says, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." Dua is the brain, the nucleus, the crux of all ibadah. That's what we should also have in mind, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we don't really focus on that. Why does that happen? Now, there are two reasons why a person restricts himself or backs away from making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost is lack of belief. Is faith. I mean, we do have faith, but we don't believe in that. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, aminu. Or you who believe, believe. That's why Allah is telling us. We say we believe, of course we do. But we don't have the core belief in that iman, and that's what stops us from making du'as. There's a famous story written in the books about Abjad bin Yusuf. He was known for his cruelties, tyranny. He was a harsh, and he was known for establishing the writ of his state. So, once he went for the tawaf of Baytullah, and as he was about to start, he saw a blind man making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Ya Allah, please have my eyesight come back. Please have my eyesight come back." So Hajjaj, he says to that guy, "Okay, I'm going to start my tawaf now. And by the time my tawaf is finished, if your eyesight is not bad, I'm going to have you killed." So now this blind man just realizes all of a sudden, now my life and death is on stake. So now when he makes his dua, with his core iman and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's written in the books, that by the time his tawaf was finished, the man's eyesight was bad. So, we make dua, but we don't have to believe in that dua. That's the first reason that stops us from making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should believe in that. That yeah, the hadith, it says, even if you want a pair of laces for your shoes, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we don't have to believe in that. We have to believe in only what we see. Yeah, that's the hype, that's the main reason what our iman is all based upon. Anyways, so the second reason why a person doesn't make dua, or well, he does make, but what we do is we just, you know, rectify. We have a rectified dua. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, Rabbana atina fid dunya, etc., etc. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina, etc., etc. So we have all the rectified dua we do. We do recitate them, we don't make them. We don't believe in those du'as. So the first one, the reason that stops us from having that belief, well, making those du'as and going into it is our belief, our lack of belief, our iman, lack of our iman in that faith that we have. And the second reason, we think we are too sinful. We have too many sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to listen to a sinful person like me. There's a hadith Qudsi. It says, "Law balagat az-zunub ka 'inan as-sama'i thumma astaghfartani ghafartu laka la ubali." O mankind, start doing sins. Continue doing sins and sins and sins. have this whole town filled with your sins. Have this whole country, Canada, one of the biggest countries in the world, filled with your sins. The whole world filled with your sins. Enanasamai. Do sins and fill to the top of until it touches the sky. Sumastaghfartan. Then ask forgiveness of from pure heart. Ghafartu laka laubad. I will forgive each and everything, and I don't even care. Laubali. I don't care. That's how generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So what's stopping us is our own belief that, okay, we are so sinful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to listen to a sinful person like me. That's what's stopping us. Now it's easy to understand. Now we are of this assumption that we have so many sins, hard, they're going to be forgiving. Well, it's easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's even easier for us to understand in this modern day and age. You see, these cell phones that we have so much memories in these all phones coming in our pockets. Hundreds of gigabytes, not even megabytes, but gigabytes. 256 gigabytes, 500 gigabytes. And then we have hard drives, we have portable hard drives coming, not even gigabytes, but terabytes. There are hard drives today that we see right in front of our eyes that have so much storage capacity in terms of terabytes and whatnot. It has so much capacity that if we can make a folder in those hard drives that can have so much data in it, if we start printing the data, those papers can easily fill this whole ring. There's so much data in just a small chip that we have in our pocket. And what can we do? In that folder we have so much data, gigabytes and terabytes of data that can easily fill this whole ring that we see right in front of us, so much paper, and we just press one delete button on it, it's all erased. Everything is deleted. That's how easy it is to delete everything. And that's how easy it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to delete the data of all our sins. That's why it says, laubali, I don't care. Just ask of me with sincere repentance and true belief. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to have that belief, to have faith in it, and make ample dua in these blessed and holy nights. For there is a hadith that says, a dua huwa ibadah. It's not just the brain, but a dua is the actual ibadah. The whole ibadah that we are doing, the prayers, the Quran, etc., etc., so many good deeds, the whole core intention, the maqsad of those ibadahs, a dua huwa ibadah. That's the ibadah. That to make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq to make ample du'as with the core belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on these blessed nights. For then Ummul Mumin Ummi Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned that وَإِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْعَاقِرُ شَدَّ مِيزَرَهُ وَأَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ وَأَيْقَدَ أَهْلَهُ. Oh, come on, however she says, but when it means Shatta Mizra, Rasulullah would tie in his belt, you know, buckle up on these last nights of Ramadan. And then he would stay up all night, Akhiya Layla, he would stay up all night. And then, Aykal al Ahlaw, he would awaken his Ahl, his family, to, you know, do worshipping and praying more and more and more. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give us tawfiq to make do more and more prayers in these blessed nights of Ramadan, and especially focus on also making du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give Allah the meat of it. And finally, just one last thing that Ummul Mumin Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what should I do on this blessed, what should I ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed night of Laylatul Qadr? He said, on this night, there is a masnoon dua, Allahumma inna ta'afun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. That's the blessed masnoon dua that he prescribed to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give us all tawfiq to do this in Apple. Jazakumullah khair wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.